You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. We are back at it again. It is time for prayer. Hallelujah. It is time for intimacy with God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tell a friend real quick. Tell a family member. Amen. Hallelujah. That it is time that we draw closer to God Almighty. It is time. Hallelujah. That we seek the Lord. Hallelujah. That we love on the Lord with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our strength. And in fact, on this blessed day, that is where we're going to pray from. That is where we're going to read Bible from. Scripture from is from Matthew 22. And as you quickly go and grab your Bible or pull it up to join me in the reading, I just want to welcome you, amen, to the throne of grace with me. Hallelujah. I want to welcome us to the presence of God. Hallelujah. We welcome you, God, in this place. We thank you for calling us to this moment with you, Lord God, for we need you, Lord Jesus, and we reverence you and we worship you, and we thank you, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Someone needs to say, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you. We decrease so that you will be increased in this place. Lord God, make us sensitive to you in this moment, in this time. Make us sensitive to you as we even leave out of this time into a new time and a new hour, Lord God. In a new day, in a new week, in a new month, hallelujah, in a new interaction, make us sensitive to you, God, hallelujah. I'm reminded, thank you, Holy Spirit, that God is more real than our own right hand. I remember hearing a pastor say that, and even if you just look at your right hand, as real as it is, come on, somebody. Even as you look, your eyes, your natural eyes can rest on a thing, a person, as real as it is. Christ Jesus, God Almighty, is more real. And so I want to be able to experience my very real God. And my prayer is that we position ourselves, hallelujah, as we are doing in this moment, and make ourselves sensitive, and even presenting ourselves unto him, a living sacrifice, and conforming to him, and being molded and shaped, hallelujah, and going through the circumcision of our hearts, even our eyes, and what we are taking in, or resting our eyes on, and in our ears, and in our life, that whatever needs to be cut off, cut out, changed, in order for us to come into this very real union, this very real and vibrant and thriving relationship with God Almighty, hallelujah. And let's just take it down to the earthly level, the horizontal level, amen, with our neighbors, with people in our society, in our community, in our circle, in our family, under our household, whatever it is, in order for those relationships to thrive and be vibrant and healthy and successful. There are things required from us and of us. There is a humbling and adjusting, conforming, a giving. Hello. Not always taking, but a giving and a grace and a mercy that we are showing, a love, a sacrificing, hallelujah, a selflessness, hallelujah. Come on, that it is essential to see a hearty, vivacious, joyful, love overflowing relationship, forgiving. Come on, because ain't none of us perfect, and we're all going to mess up, and we're all going to disappoint, and we're all. Hallelujah. And we're all. So, God, thank you. And right now, what we're doing is we're focusing on you. And God, we thank you. Can we begin just worshiping the Lord God? Can we worship him right now? Lord, we thank you for this moment with you. We praise you, hallelujah. We reverence you. We exalt you, O God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That we can be in the Holy of Holies presence. Thank you, hallelujah. We submit, we bow, we lower our posture, we step into meekness and humility as we learn of you, Jesus Christ. Come on, you guys, they're all here. God the Father, Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit, and us, we're here together, and I thank you that we're able to abide. God the Father, Jesus the Son, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit is with you. Hallelujah, Karabashaya. God wants me to let someone know this, and no matter what it feels like, no matter how dark, confused, crazy, turbulent, unknown, I don't know, whatever it is, God is with you. God the Father, Jesus our Lord and Savior, the Holy Ghost is with you, is with us, is leading and guiding you, is leading and guiding us. I don't care if it feels like you're stuck, no movement happening. The same thing. God, the Father, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Ghost, our Comforter, our Advocate, is with us. And as surely as I said, the Holy Ghost, our Comforter and Advocate, I am reminded how the Bible says that we know not how we ought to pray. Amen. And so we thank you for the Holy Spirit, our interpreter, as we come into this place, as we are in this place of prayer, as we are in this place of seeking, as we are in this place, amen, of growing in closeness with our Lord and Savior, as we are in this place, hallelujah, of love overflowing, as we are in this place of renewal, as we are in this place of rejuvenation, as we are in this place of hope, as we are in this place of faith, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God, hallelujah, as we are in this place of a light. Jesus is the light, hallelujah. Jesus is our life. Jesus is our way. Jesus is our truth. As we are in this place of restoration, as we are in this place, hallelujah, Rabba Shanganda Rabba Sayam, Holobosondo Rabba Saya Bashia of repentance, as we are in this place, hallelujah, Karabashanda, of being reminded of the resurrecting power of God Almighty, demonstrated purely and perfectly through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, who laid down his life and on the third day was raised up, hallelujah, with us included into life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, in this place. We thank you, oh God, as we are in this place, that nothing is too hard and all things are parts are possible. Hallelujah. Reba shandi bigio robasanda basaya rabasaya. See, we look to the left and right. We look at circumstances, what's coming up on the TV of our life, on the TV. Come on. And we see, oh, this thing is hard and this thing is impossible. But I am here to remind you on this day that with God, hallelujah, all things are possible. I am here to remind you today. See, God spoke, hallelujah. He visited Abraham. Amen, hallelujah. And Sarah, thank you, Jesus. He promises a son to Abraham. He promises a son that will come through Sarah, whose womb was dead, whose womb was barren, who was in a situation, a condition, a man of impossibility, whose age, amen, hallelujah, spoke that this thing cannot happen. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Amen. That the condition, amen, the constraints of life or of what comes with age or this thing or that thing. And when we start saying, oh, well, this can't happen. And well, that's okay. I'm going to. No. See, this is why we must abide in the secret place. Hallelujah. Look, I want to read. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to read. Let's just read it. Genesis 18, verse 9, and see Abraham in this section of scripture. Abraham has received some heavenly visitors. Oh, thank you, Jesus. May we receive some heavenly visitors. Who are we visiting with, and who are we allowing to visit us? Are they heavenly or are they hellish? Are they hopeful? Hallelujah. Are they hopeless? Are they righteous in their ways or wicked in their ways? Come on, somebody. Are they believing or are they doubting? Are we associating ourselves with? Who are we allowing to visit us and communicate with us, amen, and pour into us? Are they positive or are they negative? Are they all things possible or are they, that ain't gonna happen, that can't happen? Hallelujah. Check this out. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Who are we visiting with? And are they seeking worldly things, or are they seeking the worship of God? Who are we visiting with? Are they speaking about self, or are they speaking about our Savior? Come on, somebody. Who are we visiting with? I believe that we are in a time that we need heavenly visitors. I believe that we are in a time that we need to be visiting with Jesus. Come on. Lord God, we thank you for the heavenly visits. Lord God, we thank you for the angelic visits. Lord God, we thank you for visiting us, hallelujah, even while we sleep. We thank you for visiting us to help us with good sleep. God, we thank you for visiting our homes, hallelujah. God, we thank you. May we prepare our homes and get our homes in order and clean. May our ways be clean. May our tongue be purified. May our heart be consecrated. Come on, somebody. May you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Hallelujah. On this day, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Okay, so Abraham. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Abraham has received heavenly visitors. Amen. And they start to, the conversation, come on, is supernatural. The conversation is all things possible. The conversation is, I don't care what it looks like, what it smells like, what it feels like. I don't care, Karaboshia, what's happening to with your neighbors or what's not happening. What I want to do is I want to talk to you about how I'm taking you. Amen. Giving you a new identity, a new name. Hallelujah. And using you to become, hallelujah, something greater than you could have ever imagined. Mm-hmm. See, these are the conversations. What I'm doing, come on, do we hear the Holy Spirit? Is I want to talk to you about the plans and the purpose that heaven, that God, that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us into. Come on, what I want to do, Kareba Shandabu Sondarabasa Kataraya. Is bring you into a health and a wealth, a life that is more abundant. And listen, this is not just materialistic things. I'm talking about life and life more abundant. It's having a joy and a peace that in the midst of suffering, in the midst of oppression, in the midst of injustice, I am not moved in the midst of the bills, in the midst of lack, in the midst of I have a richness and a joy. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, knowing, hallelujah, that this is not about me, but it is about God getting glory. Okay, we're going to read. And they said unto him, this is Genesis chapter 18, verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah, thy wife? But I have to stop right there, because as I read, and they said unto him, you know what the Holy Spirit is speaking to me? We need to do a little less talking and a lot more listening. See, we live in a world that is very much talk first and listen. Maybe. We like to talk. I want to talk about what I'm doing, how great I am, and this and that. I want to talk. Look at social media. It's all about talking and showing off. Talking. I'm talking through my picture. I'm talking. I'm screaming out, look at me, and look at this, and look at that, and talk. As soon as you come into a conversation with someone, just pay attention to the conversation. How much talking are you doing? And how much listening are we doing? Listening is a gift that we can offer from heaven to someone. And as surely as we give that gift, we're able to receive such a gift. Because what I just heard is in the spirit, people saying, nobody ever listens to me. Nobody ever listens to me. I want to know, how much listening do we do? Even now, as we are before the Lord, even in our own intimate time, in your intimate time of it's just you and God, no one is around, how much talking are we doing versus how much listening? And in order to listen, we must be quiet. We must get quiet. We must still our hearts and get quiet. Still our minds and get quiet. Maybe for some of us, maybe it's me. It's not that God is not talking. It's that I haven't got quiet. I haven't stepped away from the hustle and the bustle. I haven't stepped away from the people. I haven't stepped away from the one that I always run to and call. I haven't stepped away, hallelujah, and just got quiet. I haven't stepped away from entering into my prayer closet and running down a list of all the needs and repetitively praying, amen, and calling out all the things that I think that I need according to what I see. I haven't got quiet and relaxed into the arms of God. Because you see him, even in verse 9, as it is illustrated, that, and they said unto him, you see, the Lord appeared unto Abraham. And he saw, in verse 2, let's just quickly, so that you know what I'm talking about, or reminded, or just let's revisit it. And he lifted up his eyes, this is Abraham, and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. So now they're in relationship. Amen. And I want to skip down to 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, come on, this is the Lord doing more of the speaking as Abraham had postured himself properly before the Lord. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. I will certainly. Oh, come on. God will speak to us about a thing. Hallelujah. Before the thing happens, in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of it looking the direct opposite, in the midst of the thing seemingly over, never going to happen, in the height of the turbulence, in the strife, in the speakings of divorce or being fired or whatever, and God will speak us certainly, then whose word are we going to hold on to? God, help us to hold on to your word. God, help us to hold on to your truth. God, help us to hold on to faith. God, help us to let go of people words and people disappointments and people rejection, and people, even if they were supposed to, because of the role that they have in our life. Amen. We place greater expectations on if you are in a role of mother, role of father, role of husband, role of wife, role of child, role of whatever it is. There, we are all still people with a propensity to mess up. Hallelujah. So Lord God, help us. Help us to even let go of the bad reports. Amen. Help us to let go. Amen. Hallelujah. Reshangandarayara basaya of the diagnosis and the terminalness and the things. And help us to hold on to your certainties. And God, speak to us your certainties. Someone say, speak to me, Lord God, your certainties, and may I cleave to your certainties, and may I cleave to you, and may I cleave to the hem of your garment, and not may I cleave to your feet, and not let go. Hallelujah. And sometimes it is so dire that even the slight little loosening of grip, the slight little looking out to see, did it change yet? It's still the same. That's like, I can't even do that, but I must cleave and I keep my eyes stayed on you. Hallelujah. Keep our eyes stayed on you, oh God. As you help us. Hallelujah. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, will have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were, turn the page, were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah. It was over for Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? See, this is what we do. We cleave to the details, hallelujah, Rabashanda Basandara Yarabosuyo, of our past, and we cleave to the details of the history of our relationship and the history of what we've been through, and we cleave to the knowings of where I am and what they say and how they say it should be and what man says, and he say I gotta do X, Y, and Z and A, B, and C, and R, S, T. Well, I don't even know if that's the correct order. Hallelujah. And this person said, I couldn't. And this person said, well, I'm going to have to change. And we cleave to these things. And we cleave to, hallelujah, our condition. And we cleave to situations and circumstances, and we cleave to, and you know how you can know that you're cleaving to a falsehood, hallelujah, is hear a certainty from God and watch your response. Come on, somebody. Hear a truth. Have a heavenly visit with someone that speak faith and watch your response. That's how you know. Come on, somebody, what you're cleaving to. You want to know ways that we can identify, hallelujah, what we're cleaving to and who we're cleaving to? Let that thing disappoint. Let that job come and say, hallelujah, we're letting you go. And look, our response, we have a joy, hallelujah. Or we have, come on, somebody, we have a faith, or we have a fear. Amen, hallelujah. And it's not about being perfect in our faith walk. It's about growing in the process of our faith walk. Come on, somebody. We should be graduating, elevating, getting a little bit more like Christ and a little bit less like the world. We know, we check our responses, and it can reveal by which ways we identify ourselves. We identify, our identity comes through accomplishments and accolades and achievements and jobs. That now I'm happy and now I can say this is who I am, or does my identity come from Christ? And it doesn't matter if those things have appeared yet or not. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Lord God, reveal to us, Karabo Shandaraya, our identity in you, O God. Begin to speak to us the certainties about who we are in you and how you formed us and designed us and what you formed us and designed us for, because we are formed perfectly and wonderfully for a purpose. Hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya. It is not a coincidence or a mistake. Your height, your stature, come on, your color, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. See, we then cleave to a society in a world, amen, and even within sometimes our own races, we cleave to ideas of that we start to disliking aspects of us. Again, this is a way that is revealed to me what I'm cleaving to, because when I cleave to Christ Jesus and I say, stay in this place, come on, somebody, everything about me begins to be beautiful. Hallelujah. And I begin to see the peace and the radiance of God. And I begin to have his eyes as I look at myself and think about myself. Come on. I thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that today, hallelujah, we're growing in you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Lord, hallelujah. So let's keep going. Therefore, I'm going to repeat verse 12. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? See, she didn't even say this out loud. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. She didn't even say this out loud to the Lord and to Abraham. She said it within herself. You know what the Holy Spirit is saying to me right now? God hears, amen, hallelujah, your inner prayers, your silent prayers. God is answering. God is going to be confounding those inner narratives that we have that are almost automatic. God is going to be changing our default system. Come on, somebody. That was her default. She defaulted to, oh, that's, guys, okay, you crazy. We both old. Like, what you talking about? Come on. The Lord God is changing our default system to a courage and a boldness, to a subversiveness. See, Jesus, when he walked this earth, he was subversive. Come on. He went against the grain. There are some areas where we need to go, not to with everybody else, but with Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us and answering our prayers on today. That is what the Holy Spirit is saying right now. Please know that. Thank you, God. So check this out. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is that thing too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for sure, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. God, then as you continue reading in scripture, God tells Abraham to name him Isaac. And so God took that laugh of disbelief to a laugh of glory. God wants to remind us and show us who he is, that he is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders, that he is a God that nothing is too hard. And so sometimes he put us in precarious situations. He put us in predicaments. He may set us in the midst of it's dark all around. He said, because I want you, one, to depend on me, and I want to show you, hallelujah, what I've designed for you, and I want to show you my divine plan for you, and I want to show you, that which you decided it cannot be, I decided can be. I want to put you in a diligent place and reveal to you how I am deliverer. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm going to set you in a position and in a posture, in a place where you feel stuck because it is only by my hand and by my grace, hallelujah, that thing can be accomplished, that door can open. In fact, no man, all men saw no door. There was not even a door there. God is placing a door where there is no door. Yes, hallelujah. We must believe as we what? Remember I started with Matthew 22. That's where we were about to enter. Amen. Lay our eyes on, set our nose on, hallelujah, and put our mouth on. Well, we're going to close with that on this day. See, it is in this place where Jesus, he's speaking to the Sadducees, amen, they tried to question him. In 37, in 36, the Sadducees asked, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto them, come on, here we go again. And Jesus said unto them, and Jesus said unto us, and Jesus speaking to us. And Jesus speaking to us, I need, and I'm praying, and Lord God, that we have more Jesus saying to us than we say unto Jesus. We have more Jesus saying to us, hallelujah. We have more heaven on earth experience and encounters. We have more Jesus and less of us. And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. I'm going to stop there for this hour, but that is what coming to this hour of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we did today. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we are doing. That's what this posture is of loving God with all of our heart, all of our mind, with all of our soul. You see, in the mind, in the heart, in the soul, issues flow from these places, thoughts flow from these places. But just as surely as we read with Sarah and the Holy Spirit speaking to us, we cleave in these places, in these postures. My heart posture is cleaving to God. My mind posture, hallelujah, is cleaving to God. My soul posture is cleaving to God. For it is God that restoreth my soul. It is God that speaks to me the certainties that my mind will be renewed and I will be thus transformed by, hallelujah, in my heart. And my heart will be soft and supple versus hard and callous. Why? Because I'm cleaving to Jesus and not to the disappointments and derailments and things that took place in life, by way of life. I'm cleaving to God that all things are possible. I'm cleaving to God. Nothing is too hard for him. I'm cleaving to God. And I'm allowing him to deal with all of the issues that I've been carrying. I thank you, oh God, that you're dealing with all of the issues. No matter how grave, how bad, how hard, how insensitive, how unjust, unrighteous, how wicked. All the issues, how lonely, how afraid, how scared, how uncertain, how unknown all of the issues, come on, even with responsibilities and requirements and money, all of the issues in people and family and relationships, all of the issues. I cleave to you and see you move in those places and see your glory and see your miracle working power and see and be reminded and shown that nothing is too hard for you. So God, as we leave from this place, we trust. God, as we leave from this place, we faith. God, as we leave from this place, we hope. God, as we leave from this place, we forgive. God, as we leave from this place, we love. And we love, and we love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Begin to show us what that looks like. Begin to speak to us about what that means and what that is to love you with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. Begin to give us a fire and a desire to seek you and posture and position and reposition ourselves and sacrifice and prioritize you as we love you and become inconvenienced and uncomfortable. As we love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. And that in loving you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, we set our preferences aside for your plans and your purpose. We set our desires aside for your desires. Come on. I'd rather be in a place of God's desires and seeing his miracles, signs, and wonders than be in a place of my selfish desires. God, today, we change a little bit more in your direction. We conform a little bit more in your direction, into your likeness, as we love you with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. In Jesus' name, I thank you for helping those that need help, healing those that need healing, providing for those that need providing, offering, giving the provisions. I thank you, oh God, for the resources, for those in the supply, for those in need. I thank you, oh God, for opening the door for that one, hallelujah, that's been knocking. I thank you, Father God, Rabashaya, for rescuing and saving in whoever's been is lost, for bringing him into the kingdom, bringing her into the kingdom. I thank you, oh God, for a grace to forgive. I thank you, oh God, for softening hearts. I thank you, oh God, for an obedience to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. I declare life and life more abundantly. I plead the blood of Jesus over you and everything you love and are attached to. May you prosper beyond measure as we love the Lord God our heart with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. In Jesus' name, I am excited for you in this week, in this month, in this year, to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. I'll see you back here Sunday, 7 p.m. Bring a friend, bring a family member, bring a stranger, bring a foe. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.